call the May 19th meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission to order. We have a roll call, please.
There he is.
Sorry.
And Chris.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, also known as the Sunshine Law, NJSA 10:4-6. Notice of the 2025 meeting schedule was sent to the Daily Record and published in the Daily Record on February 3rd, 2025. The annual meeting list was also posted on the Municipal Bulletin Board in Town Hall, on the Town of Dover website, and submitted to the Town Clerk. As a reminder, there is no smoking in this building. There are two exits in case of emergency, and this meeting is not streamed on Facebook Live. However, the audio will be posted in a timely manner to the Town website.
Okay, roll call.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Chairman McDougall.
Here.
Vice Chair Wagner.
Here.
Commissioner Rivera.
Here.
Commissioner Murray. Commissioner Mullen.
Here.
Commissioner Schuler.
Here.
And Commissioner
Titus.
Here. Okay, can we have the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Approval of the minutes for April 14th. Someone care to make a motion to approve?
I will make a motion to approve the minutes.
Commissioner Sorry. Rivera, second by Commissioner Titus.
I was not at the meeting, but I do have a change that I'm recommending to the, let's see what page it's on now.
Did you check minutes?
That one?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I got it.
Under the old business, what?
It's you reviewed the recording, right?
Did you review the recording?
No, it's just the wording in the ordinance will be sent to the planning board for review and then to the mayor and council for their action, just so it keeps in our bylaws. I just wanted
you
to...
You want to add the word council?
Council, mayor and council.
Okay.
To keep it consistent and clean.
Good catch.
In the process.
So you can, with the amendment, if that's what you want, you can approve with that amendment.
Right, it's just a little word.
After mayor, you want to add?
Mayor and council.
Okay. That's according to our Bibles.
Can you see it?
Okay.
Calm down here.
All right.
Okay, so I will make the motion to approve it with the correction to that line.
The amendment. Exactly.
The amendment.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered.
I abstain because I wasn't there, so.
Yeah.
I guess I should abstain from that as well.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I didn't review the recording. I read the minutes, though. So.
I will start posting the recording on our website so everybody can listen.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. I just noticed that, and we talked about this last meeting because I just read that, and I feel like if I read this, I should do it.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we have, even though it says no cases, we have, under old business, I guess, we have the Richards Building talking about putting some solar panels.
This is just informational. We're going to want the witness sworn. It's not an application.
No, we don't have an application, an official application.
I guess to determine if I should make an application.
Right. Yeah, I thought that's...
That makes sense.
We just want to be sure.
So to just be informational, there's no testimony per se?
I think so.
Oh, thank you.
We can take one and pass.
Okay, yes, we got it.
Sorry, I was late. We had a tour. I was given a tour. It started at 6, and someone came in at 7 and said, am I late? Yes, but I gave him a tour anyway. So, yeah. And then he had a lot of questions. I'm like, oh, come on. So, sorry.
Well, that's good.
So, just in terms of what you're looking at, I think you can probably skip the words, because it just says that... and just look at the pictures. So the first picture, the top left one, that shows the kind of sky view, the eagle eye view. So those are the proposed solar panels. The majority of the roof is flat and has a kind of parapet wall around it. I don't think you'll see any of those panels on the flat roof. Maybe you see a little kind of side profile, but... nothing that would kind of seem out of place. The one area that would be more poses, you know, I think more of a discussion point is the kind of bottom right, the brownish area of the roof that's actually a dormered roof. And so, you know, we kept the panels off the right side of the dormered roof looking at the plan because that's visible from the street. The left side, we did put panels. You know, the way these solar installations work, you kind of, there's a certain amount of fixed costs. So once you kind of start doing it, you want to try to put on as many as you can because it helps make the whole installation more economical. But so we, you know, we put them on that inside dormered roof thinking it wouldn't be much of an issue in terms of visibility. Now, you can kind of see in the let's call them simulations maybe that we made in the following three pictures, you know, you do see the kind of panels at the very front edge of that dormered roof. So the one picture is taken from a block away. I think the other one's taken from 100 feet and then 300 feet. So there is, you know, you would see them. You wouldn't, you know, and so we, on the original picture I pointed to, we kind of put a red square around the ones that would be visible from the street.
Who's going to look up there?
It's very commonplace, too.
Without crashing into somebody, you know?
I have a different question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the other embellishment or a parapet or whatever you
want
to call it up there?
Maybe this is, everyone knows this because you know more about Dover history than me, but that second one was just a false thing. It
just
was
showed from the street.
Right, it was like the Wild West town in the old movies, right? I'm guessing it was, I'm guessing they took it down because, you know, you think about structurally that's a difficult thing to do, you know.
Well, I'm not asking you if you're doing it today or tomorrow, but if you ever had it in your thoughts for maybe the future.
So the only two people who ever asked me this question is you and and my boss.
Oh.
Who said, should we put the other thing back on there? So he is interested. I don't know how practical it is.
My question is about the solar panels, says, and I'm not a judge of space yet. Does that give you enough room? Should you decide in 4 years or 3 years? Where your solar panels are.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't affect it at all.
It wouldn't affect that.
No, because it would be built right on the edge, you know.
Right.
I guess it would be a little shade for the solar panels, but it wouldn't affect the construction of something like that.
Gotcha. What are these solar panels going
to power? The array that size should give us enough power to probably handle almost all the... You know, it's obviously seasonal, So you get more in the summer than the winter, but if you kind of, and more than the day than at night, but if you kind of average it out over the whole year, we'll probably be able to power almost everything that the building uses using the solar panels.
How do you store the power from it?
It just, the utility will take the power.
Back to JCP&L.
They'll take the extra power when we make extra power, and then they give us power if we need it later on. So like the Sportsplex, for example, is a net zero consumer of electricity.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's great, and it actually works. The economics are pretty good too.
So you will be able to see just the very
first five, if you're looking for them.
Is that what it is, Bob?
Yeah, there's five of them there. But
and you'd have to be down the block the other way to look up and see that.
Anthony, if you look here, you're just going to see a couple of them there.
But you have better eyes than I do. I can't see Peter's face over there, for God's sake. So
and from a distance, you can't see him at all.
You would see your roof right anyway. And it's
right. Yeah.
It doesn't seem to detract
from
whatever roof shingle you would have had or you do have.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a little bit of a different color.
It's minor.
Who's the person I'll be looking up here?
I approve. I don't care.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I like it.
It does have a good roof. Berkeley College people did a good job with the roof, so it's in good shape.
How old is that roof?
It's like 10 years old. Yeah, 10 years old.
What type of materials up there? Rolled roofing?
It's like torch down. What's it called? TPX or something? Yeah, it's like a blown down membrane, and it kind of it's a white material. I forget the exact letter. So many acronyms in construction; it's hard to keep track.
What's the condition of the roof right now? Have you
good? Good. Yeah, yeah.
It's only 10 years old, so that flat roof though holds the water.
It's got good drains. Yeah, yeah.
They last.
I'll tell you, do you want to hear a story that's a little bit gross, maybe?
Okay.
Sure.
We had a drip in the building, and we couldn't figure out where the water was coming from. And it turns out, actually, right along the front of the pediment there, there's a drain catching the water. And it was clogged, and the water was kind of overflowing and coming in the building. And so we sent the roofer up there to clean it out, and he had to kind of, like, tiptoe out onto this dangerous area and reach his hand in the gutter to figure out what it was, and he pulled out a pigeon.
I knew it.
the pigeons always hung around.
Yeah. So.
Yes, they did. Right.
Yeah,
they did.
Anyway.
Soft.
Yeah.
Got washed in down on the drain.
Yep. So that was, I was glad that was not me.
I had a bird in my gutter at home, believe it or not. And it clogged. I couldn't figure out what was clogging it, and I was jabbing it with the cool hanger. And
poor pigeon.
Finally ran down and it was a bird.
I think they did, yeah. Yeah, a lot less now than it used to be.
Yeah, a lot less.
Yeah, not like it was.
Yeah.
Hundreds of them.
Okay, everybody's okay with it?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So there's no need for an application or anything? It's just a...
Well, eventually, I forget now. It's been
so. I made an application like a year ago when we first came in.
I recall for the door, the new exit.
Yeah.
Correct. And then I came back a couple months ago and updated you on the status of things.
Right.
In March. So I didn't know, and this could be separate from that. I don't know how that works, but. Do I need to come back for like a formal approval?
Is there something further that you see coming to us?
I don't think so.
I think the only other thing open is the side panels. Where we talked about.
Which we could definitely kind of take, whatever, forego. Like, they can be taken out of the...
Yeah. Until you're ready, right? I mean, you're not even at that point yet.
I'm fine. In terms of the art, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could come back and get approval for that separately.
Right. Because that rendering you brought us the last time you were here kind of showed us what you were going to, all the windows and
right.
further down.
Correct.
And the panels. And there was art in the panels, but we had a discussion about that. And if and when you're ready to do that part of it, you know, I'm sure that the board would have some
then
input
you, then you absolutely you have to come back for that.
For the art, yeah, 100%.
And the parapet. If you're going to put that secondary parapet,
sure.
right.
if that's not part of the original one,
yeah.
you might as well throw that in there.
Yeah, and that yeah. I don't think it's practical to put the parapet back.
Right,
but
and
you could get
part
it
of
approved
the original.
Just in case you want
sure.
to, and we can put that in the resolution if the board
right.
You know, feels fit to say an option.
Yeah.
Question,
okay.
As long as we've done
about
these materials
that
are
just here for information.
Well,
okay.
that was the original intent, but if this is it, we can say that, you know, we will give you approval based on previous applications to the board, and we won't make you fill out a new application. Is that okay?
That's okay. And we did that with Baker Theater when we
right.
put in, you know, other things that they were intending to do.
Right.
Right. Even though they didn't follow it.
With the original.
Worthless. Worthless.
What is?
The thought process.
People that own the Baker Theater.
But yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think the difference here is that Chris comes back regularly and gives
yeah,
us updates, and we love getting the updates.
And we get
yeah.
the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
And those solar panels are on the roof, so they're not really any, you're not seeing, you know, from the you know, fascia, the sides, and whatnot.
Right.
No, you know, it's just that roof.
That you're putting them on the side of the building. That
yeah, yeah, right. We do not plan on putting
and
them on the side of the building.
If they were sticking up in the air, that's another story.
Yeah, how
well.
Far? How far above the roof are they going to be?
They'll be close because there's not even.
4 inches?
They tilt a little bit, so
okay.
I think it would vary from, you know, 6 to 18 inches, something like that.
I think
okay.
there's got to be a snow clearance and all that jazz. You know,
yeah,
yeah,
snow clearance, yeah.
yeah. But I have no questions. I'm good with that.
Well, when there's snow, you ain't getting no power up there.
They melt pretty fast, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, they do.
They're black and the,
they,
you know,
they
heat up.
They absorb the sun as soon
yeah.
as it comes out, and they get hot, and the snow is gone.
I hope they don't catch on fire.
Yeah. They hopefully won't. I agree. I hope they don't catch on fire.
I know of a house. I knew the people that live there. Quaker Avenue. So you go up, you know, but not going to keep going straight. Quaker Avenue, that big fire. Did you know him, Paul Pete Ellis?
Yes, the name.
Yeah.
The name is familiar.
And he's since passed away. He worked with me in Nabisco. Their house had the solar panel below me on top. For some reason, the interface that when you're, I forget, when the power goes down and then JCP&L is not providing, however it was, that mechanism thing caught fire or
wow.
fed both at the same time,
yeah.
blew up everything, and the house burned to the ground.
Oh, jeez.
Do they have very, very expensive gear that you have to buy that
right.
prevents that from happening. But it is a problem if you don't do it right.
Correct. Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're making a motion to approve?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I would second that.
Okay.
Can we do this properly? Yeah.
Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered.
Okay. So where this is kind of covers the whole
yeah.
application today, except for the art.
Right.
And the parapet, if we
so
do the parapet.
Come back for the art, I do the parapet.
Yeah, forget
okay.
the art.
Forget the art.
Okay.
Yeah.
Forget the graffiti.
Okay, excellent. Thank you all.
Thank you.
If you have anything.
You're doing
thank
you. Work, by the way.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Any projections of when you're going to...
Well, we got a... the current... we're a little delayed right now because we uncovered a column in the kind of where the market will be in the front along Backwell that needs to be replaced, like one that holds up the whole building. So we're figuring out how to do that right now. So we put temporary posts in to support the wall and stuff, but that's taking a little bit extra time. And then I have a meeting with the mayor to kind of discuss our plans and kind of get that all in order, and then we'll be moving full steam ahead.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your tours.
Yes.
Don't they still have to go to Billy's when you get
permits?
Permits?
Yes. Signs, if they were, if they're going to put signs up, they have to come back here.
No, I'm talking about the solar panel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's the one that brought it to my attention, and I said I didn't want to make the decision, that I thought that he should come and give testimony that it's not going
to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do amendment to the resolution to include, just so it's, you know, in the file, so if anyone ever asks.
Right.
Sounds good.
Well, if we get a 3-foot snowstorm, he's going to have to shut the power off.
Well, I think they do that. I think it's automatic.
Okay.
That stuff has come a long way.
So automated, you know, they got built in there.
Yeah, it might have a circuit.
But they're like he said, it has to be
a pitch.
Certain. A pitch to the
solar panel
sun.
Itself, yeah.
Yeah.
To the south, so they're catching
right.
The light.
Yeah, so it catches.
They're meant to drain
most of the sun
and
milk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
We have that one resolution, I think, to approve, correct?
Manny?
Gonzalez?
I'm sorry, did I skip that?
Yeah.
The resolution to approve Manny Gonzalez.
Yeah.
HBC 2504.
I'll move that resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so then we'll go to old business, which we don't have any old. Linda's got something she wants to bring up, I guess, a couple somethings maybe.
I really appreciate, Paula, you reaching out to Levitt to see where he was with the hop, to see what he was doing. Thank you. And we had made a proposal for the Baker Building. We spoke about the Baker Building, submitted a document a few months ago, 2 or 3 months ago, about considering making part of the historic preservation, and you were going to pass it along to either zoning or planning.
It went to planning,
and was there any reporting back and any additional information that was required?
Oh, what?
The Baker Building on Lehigh.
No.
We didn't build the Baker Building itself. We did the other, including the,
okay, but
the bigger map, if you would.
But there was a information about including.
There was a letter that came.
Right, with the historic criteria, according to.
And we didn't get that.
No. I think you're talking about two different things.
Yeah, we are.
You're talking about the Baker Building on Blackwell
Street, or the
Baker Estate.
Estate.
Right, and it seemed to fit the criteria according to the what document needed to be submitted. I don't know if there was any additional.
There hasn't been any action.
Nothing.
Was it? You said the next step was either planning or zoning, but I don't remember which.
I don't recall that, but you might be right. I think that if this board wanted to do something, you would have to.
Yeah, I would review it, but I haven't reviewed it. I haven't seen anything.
Was
so
it,
I don't know if anything
maybe
was
when,
sent to me.
When you weren't there, here, or.
The last.
Maybe.
We'll follow
we'll
up.
Get it.
Okay.
Yes,
we'll get it to you.
And see
you
if there's any additional criteria required for the consideration of what the next steps according to our
ordinance.
Thank you. Okay. And any movement on the Dover furniture? Have we heard anything from them saying when they were hoping to start?
Last I heard was it became a money issue. And that was quite a while back.
So does that mean procedurally that they have to reapply? Like, is that...
Isn't it 2 years?
2 years,
okay.
Our residents will give them 2 years. They can come back and ask for an extension.
Okay, good.
Once that expires, then they would have to come back.
That's like, he lives in New York, that guy that owns that building, I think, and probably doesn't pay an awful lot of attention to what goes on. Maybe you can look up that case and send him a letter and ask him where...
Where he stands on the building.
Where he stands.
Yeah.
Because he lifted a couple of those...
Right.
Panels.
Yeah, we asked him to do that
so
we could see what was under there.
And they're still hanging on, so that's good.
Well, yeah.
Well, he came with the whole proposal and he showed us a sample of what it was going to look like.
Yeah, a resample. And
yeah.
We have come to the board before?
Yes.
A couple times,
yeah.
Okay.
I will
find the application.
Is that 3234 West Blackwell? Is that what that number is? The old Dover Furniture Building.
Yeah.
I know where.
I can Google it if you want.
With all that mid-century modern panels on
it. I will look the applications. I think when I was organizing all the files, so getting more, I think I came across something like that.
I remember the elevator.
Hopefully I will find something.
You just call my office and talk to Wendy because we have them all on the computer.
Okay, perfect.
Not the executed one, but the one that we submitted.
You're going to take that red crap off of there and the sign and all that.
Yeah, I thought it was in here, but it's at home. I got the plans, what he's going to do.
I'm trying to think of
what was under there.
The historic survey file.
I dropped off at your office.
Yeah, and I gave it to you.
Yeah. Did you make a copy for yourself?
I did not.
Okay.
But I can.
I have a digital file for you. You can have.
Yeah, just throw it back.
Okay. So the file is so large.
Because I can save it at the.
So he wants to replace all that.
Yeah, and everybody can have access.
So the file is large and I can't email it. And if I reduce it, you actually lose quality in the file.
Yeah.
So.
You can save.
That being said, I have some copies. So would you like to explain what it is?
Okay, so in 1980, the state of New Jersey did a historical review throughout the state, and we have Dover's here that you were wonderful enough to make some copies of.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. It goes through a sampling of most of the buildings in Dover, so as we look to expand the historic district, we can look at that. It really gives a lot of details. The state is planning on doing a new updated study, but I don't know when it's coming. You were hoping to have started it, but I think budget cuts and things like that, it's still on hold. So we have this copy, and there's a lot of great information about the structures here in Dover. And the Baker building, the Baker Homestead on Lehigh, is one of the few in this package that was recommended as something to be considered saving for a variety of reasons. The architecture of how it was built, the interior construction, but also the impact that Baker had on the town. And sitting where that house was, looking over at the flats of Baker Street and where he developed that area, so, and all of the businesses in town. So, it was highly recommended that be considered. And there's a few other old farmhouses in town from 1850 that are still here in town that still look very much like they did when they were originally built, except for some siding issues, changes. But
really interesting information in there.
Yeah, and yes, and one of the things, yes, so go ahead.
So each one of them have a copy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a high-end quality copy here. In other words, the paper is really heavier weight paper. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you would file and use? Like, is this something that you would want?
Sure. I think I can.
It's good to look.
Okay.
But inappropriate. I think it is important
so
to the
I'm
going to
go ahead and this will be your copy, okay?
Okay.
Because that's like a really...
Yeah, it's
the
heavy.
Paper's more...
Because anybody can come and look at it.
It's on a 28-pound sheet versus a 20-pound copy paper.
So, and a couple of the things that we were unsure of when we discussed the expansion of the historic district, and that was what did the Gunther Hosiery Mill District incorporate? And according to the national thing, it said it was King and Berry Streets between Elm and McFarland Street, as well as the mill itself, which sits between Elm, Oak, Searing, and Berry, with King Street running through its center. So all of those homes, your home, and those other homes are considered part of our historic district and under our, and they look very much like they did then.
Some do.
Well, most do, but so any exterior changes should be considered, I believe, according to the ordinance, through our...
If it's part of the district.
It's the national. And they defined it when it went through. Right, and...
Well, does it need to be in the map to be considered, or just by fact of the designation?
Probably by fact of designation, but it's probably best to incorporate it in the map.
Yeah, and once we get the ordinance reviewed, and according to what the state asks us to do, and get that approved, then we would apply to the state to get a planning grant to do all this incorporation of these recommended and our recommended things and do the study.
Right, but this one's already
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
So that being said, let's say that this is passed and now we're enforcing this
embracing it.
Let's say I have a house that's on that block, and
like me.
I want to change the windows and put a new door on.
Mm-hmm.
I have to come before the board for approval.
You have to go to the planning board first, and they now know because we told them that they have to then send them here, and we need to consider it. You don't have to hold tight, but you have to see how it changes it. Of course, they might need new windows, but are they going to just block
off, just block them all off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, there's...
But I don't think that the town would let you just block them off anyways,
I think they might. We have had those kind of things done in the historic district and the furniture house where they've just enclosed things, got rid of windows. So, I don't know. Well, you're on the
furniture
planning board,
house.
Too.
Yeah.
I'm on the planning board. I'm not all-knowing. Though.
Oh, I don't know either, of course.
But, so that, you know, it's consideration, something to think
about.
Well,
especially when you get into somebody's private dwelling.
Not in.
No.
We have to issue
of telling them what they can and
or
can't
or what
do.
Tree they can cut down or how they can
well,
cut it down.
I don't necessarily agree with a lot of that stuff.
They would have to use when the house was built. So depending on how many panes they have, they can't go through a solid window, a more modern window, and the door as well. They couldn't
unless you were going to say go to a strange door.
They'd have to use
each individual homeowner, private homeowner, say, hey, listen.
That time period.
We would have to have public hearings. Before
and
that
I drive at your street, and it's pretty in keeping with the original intent of the building. I'm very impressed.
I think my house is the only.
It can't.
What did they have?
The
outside
only house
if they wanted to do something, they have
all
to come here.
Oh, I see. They
still
want
have
to make original.
At a cost, you know.
I only have some skeleton keys to open and to lock.
Things
the door,
that are historic tend to cost a little more
one of those,
because they've
like
been made a little different
yeah,
or
that's right.
a little different. Or
on my house, across the street, and my house where I live, I have all the original doors. In fact, when I bought my other house across the street, I found one of the original doors underneath the porch.
Mm-hmm.
It was in coming apart, and I guess they had put a shitty door in there. And I took that door out, and I must have spent 3 months at least re-putting that door together with all the original trim pieces on it.
Yeah, gluing it.
And stripped them, because they had like that much paint on them.
Yeah.
I stripped them down, they're natural wood now. They were just, they're not walnut or something, but they're fur. They're fur. fur, and they're thick doors, they're like that thick.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know, 2 inches or something. But they work fine, and they have one window in the top. My neighbor was going to, he's doing stuff to one of his apartments, and he was going to, I'm getting rid of those doors. I said, Hector, why would you want to take those doors? They've been there for over 100 years. They're fine. I mean, they're painted white,
yes,
which is fine. You could have them white. Well, the factory used to paint those every so and so many years. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
They were, a lot of them were gray.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of goes back to the Hilda Less thing. Everything is, you can have any color you want, as long as it's Battleship gray.
Yeah, Hilda Less.
Remember?
Yeah, every house you own.
So she owned 19 or 25 houses.
Paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were all the same color
kind of
gray.
Orange.
And half of them were falling down.
Yeah, yes.
I recommend if you do go into that development, what you could do is remember what we did on Main Street with the awnings and this, some of this, the changes there where you had your subcommittee to save them money. You could potentially do a subcommittee because it's really going to be a factor of colors. There's going to be a palette of colors they can choose from as long as it's one of them. The window type, the style, and the door style. Maybe it comes here if they're going to do an addition and, you know, look really construction-wise, change the look of the structure. But those minor cosmetics, I think you could do probably.
We got a long way to go before we ever get there because I can see that there's going to be some resistance
mm-hmm.
when you're talking about private homes, and you know, not everybody.
So I've read some mixed things on that. Some see it as being part of a historic district and having some exterior control of your community and your neighborhood increases your value. So you don't have to worry about the bright blue house next door, the pink one down the road, that there's a little bit more conformity and little consistency, little aesthetics that tie in your particular neighborhood and street. So, but then
it's a big selling job to get people to buy into that.
The issue there, Linda, really is.
I see it mixed, but that's yeah. So go ahead. No.
The issue there is that I'm probably one of the few people that I've lived there all my life.
Right.
My mother lived there all my life. My grandparents lived there most of their life. The issue is that most of those houses, I'm going through my Rolodex to see who owns what. I would say 90% of them are owners away.
Mm-hmm.
The owner lives where Randolph, Denville, wherever, and they don't live there. So you're dealing with absentee landlords, that's the issue, and whether they will, because the tenants have no say, excuse me, one way or the other,
right.
I suppose, right? It's really the landlords you're getting into.
But wouldn't there have to be hearings?
You want to be
hearings? Well, there'll be hearings, absolutely.
I used to live in Julius Brex's house on the corner of Berry and Oak.
Yeah.
Berry and Oak. I
so
knew Julius very well.
It'll all come out.
Julius and Ellen.
When we have.
Yes.
And they had one
the hearings. Probably
boy,
most of us will be.
So you have in the dead of winter when the absentee landlord's not going to show up.
But they were very nice.
They're not coming anyway. So as long as they collect the rent, they're not going to come.
It's almost like a commercial enterprise.
8 years before we bought our house.
Oh, really?
It's a rental business.
As long as the planning board's aware of what.
Yeah,
do you remember the soap box races on
the
Irish Street? Or were you too young?
I
remember that.
Right.
I built a soap box.
But we could
I used to build them all
the time.
I mean,
everything
was plain,
different colors.
Out of a crate.
Oh, you got
what they're going to do, as long as it's in keeping with the ordinance.
I don't know if I have a picture of that or not
anymore.
Yeah,
we
don't need a resolution.
They look like snake cars and we'll read them.
Oh, yeah.
Just bring it here and make a motion.
My brother and I, we were so down
with the fire.
Generically for the whole neighborhood, and then when someone comes in with
it's a form. I think that'd be more expedient.
So the only real issue is if they wanted to deviate wildly somehow,
right.
Then they have to come here for a full presentation. Yeah, I mean, to Keith's point, you know, most of them are, Dover's 50% non-owner occupied, so I say, why not? We can put more in the historic district and improve an owner's stake in that neighborhood, like Keith and his neighbors that have been there for a while. I'm all for it. I'll make them conform, keep those old doors, maintain them, maintenance.
There's this one lady up the street, she actually owns the house, her husband bought it. She's young, well, everything to me is young. But she's got to be, she comes down and sees me, she walks her little dog, she lives there. And her husband passed like 3 years ago, and she has no money. So she needed, the town came and wrote her up for violations, you know, looking at the house, the pieces of aluminum siding. It was aluminum sided back in the 50s or 60s, we'll say. Whose house was that? No, I can't, McConnell. And she's getting written up for this, for that, the other thing. And she says, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't have the money. And she doesn't work. And like, I don't understand people like that. How could you be in that situation, I guess, but it happens, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
She actually lives there.
She's living on Social Security.
Yeah, she's living on Social.
And part of her husband's.
There's probably grants out there.
Right.
There are.
You could get facial, you know, grants to fix up those things. So for, in her case, this could be a good thing.
Yeah, the town still has that rehab money.
The downtown.
The downtown, well, it was throughout town. Remember when we used to do the grants? And when those, I don't know, since I left, how much has been paid back, whether they even follow through on any of that stuff, and they're supposed to keep that money available in a pot so that somebody like you mentioned could come to the town and say, you know, I'm happy to do it, but I don't have any money, and if you qualify income-wise, like this lady may, then they could apply and get some of that money. But how much of that money's around now, I don't have any idea. But they're out there pushing to code enforcement.
Is that I'm using the wrong acronym, but was it the SNAP thing?
Yeah. SNAP? Well, SNAP and other programs, yes. We got some county money.
We were looking at all the chimneys and all the roofs and everything.
Yeah.
It's a rehabilitation fund.
Rehabilitation, exactly. Exactly.
I have to ask you though, what became of the siding? Did somebody tack it up for her or anything?
I told her, I said, you know, if it was me, I'd call my friend Gabe over at Five Star Roofing.
Mm-hmm.
You know him.
Yeah.
I mean, he does good work. I know him since he was a kid, lived down over at Hudson Street. Now he has a big farm over at Mount Valley, but you know, it was fine. I don't know if she got him or not, but I gave her the number. I said, you tell him Keith Titus sent you, and maybe he'll come and at least take a look at it. I don't know.
But there are resources out there that it would be helpful to some of these homeowners if the town gave them the resources, like the Helping Hands. I think through Hope House there's volunteer handymans that will go out and support senior people on small projects in their home at no cost, except maybe materials. So there are groups of people, and there's agencies out there to do specifically to help seniors with some of their household things that you can't afford to hire somebody. So those kind of resources I would love to see more available at people's fingertips to give to our neighbors and the town enforcement to give out to these individuals that they're writing up, you know, but that's outside of me. So anyway, this is in the historic district, and now you're in the historic district, which was recommended, the Orchard Street Gatehouse, which was recommended
a
long time ago.
Is that in here now?
Yes, you're in there, and it was recommended that you be in there. And then we also have the business on Route 15 that I can't figure out how that got in there last year, and now they did construction, and I tried to dive into the state.
Oh, the rolling mill?
Yeah.
Yes, so I tried, they just got listed in the historic district a year ago, and I tried to get into the state to find somebody, some history, or who nominated them, what forms did they fill out, and who I could contact for more details, and I couldn't find anything. So I don't know how to maneuver around this designation.
Well, the thing with that, I mean, I don't know what it's going to look like in its final state, but it sure as hell doesn't look very good now.
But at the end of the day, now, they got designated a year ago. Who designated them? I would assume the owners of that property. They're doing a lot of the construction, and none of that has come through the historic commission.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how this works. We work, the town works, the state works. So
I heard that when they built, they sectioned off the land first. That's one thing.
They didn't touch the building.
They took this land, which was a contiguous great big 15 or 16 acres, something like that. Over here on the Dover side, they put this, and then they've slapped this new building up here.
Yeah.
Over here is the old rolling mill.
The original building, right.
Yeah.
And that's what old Dover people call it. I don't know what that one is. Dover Tubular Alloys now.
Yeah.
But it's the rolling mill.
That's what got the historic
designation.
And I
heard that when they're done with this building, they're going to move in there and knock this building down.
That's a fact.
Not unless they come here.
That building's over almost 200 years old.
So how did we find out the process of how this landed on our National Historic Register?
To tear that building down?
That's what he used to last year. And they said that this owner would be
I believe it was national. I will
lease that to another company.
Which office?
Knock the blue building down and put a new one up in its spot.
Well, they have to come here.
They actually give out.
And who knows that? I mean, the churches.
Well, the construction office knows it now.
Right. We know about the grants.
They know it before that.
So, yeah, because I tried to go through the number, I tried to go through the federal, I tried to link it to how this happened, and it's there on our last printout. So,
well, I have since forwarded that to the construction department.
Oh, good.
So,
that's where it takes place.
That's where it's. They have to be very vigilant up there before any permits are issued.
Is that in our historic district, the rolling mill up there?
Yes.
It is?
The blue building?
No, not in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not
it's
in.
On the state.
Yeah, and Route 15 next to the U-Wash, that building on the left.
The blue building.
Yeah.
Ulster Ironworks Puddling and Rolling Mill.
Yeah.
2/20/2024. Orchard Street Gatehouse. It's under. It was 3/12/2024. It's, you know, you're considered in, but theirs was. Their opinion was set 2/20/2024.
I remember that coming before this board.
No,
we heard about that.
The rolling mill.
The rolling mill. The cemetery.
So,
oh yeah.
The gatehouse.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yep.
So, and on the list that I had submitted a few months ago, there are a few, including the Baker Mansion, there are a few other buildings that were highly given special attention by that
commission
that did that study. So, but now I just don't know what to do with the Ulster Ironworks and your neighborhood. So.
Is this new business, Paul?
This is old.
This is old. We've discussed
sorry.
This before. And just let me know about the Baker Mansion. What our procedure is.
Yeah, Lehigh.
Did Kubert still own it?
No.
They sold it.
They sold it to
County College of Mars. The Kubert School?
Mm-hmm. Oh. What's his name? The Spanish guy that bought Firstman Feinberg.
Christian Baker? No.
Not Christian Baker.
Said,
although he does buy everything.
Ray Valley. Those
Ray Valley. He owns it, I believe.
Who?
Ray Valley. He bought it. I think.
What did he buy? He bought the Cuban school?
No.
Oh, the state. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Cuber School is for sale.
To Madison. It's going to be located to Madison.
Yeah, but the building is for sale.
County College of Morris bought it.
They did?
Yeah.
And the,
what, the old high
and that report.
Yeah, I heard that too.
That report highly recommends we consider our schools in Dover as historic.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
But we haven't done that. We haven't moved forward on that, but.
Well, we're moving in the right direction. Once the planning board gets done with that,
now what will
then we're going to move.
What will happen with the Highline building when that either gets demolished or rebuilt? That has to come before us. Because it's in the historic district.
I don't think that's getting demolished, Linda.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well,
okay.
They just didn't. They
because
just,
the fire was only on the third floor.
Didn't they just name that an area in need of redevelopment, a study?
Probably.
So where it goes from there, who knows?
But it still has to link us in at some point.
I would think so.
Right? It's in the historic district.
It depends what they're going to do. But if they raise it and they build something else there, they just have to.
Right,
that's
all.
Yeah. Well,
they can't raise that building very easily because the dining room, which we used, not when you walked into
the corner,
but there's a building
yeah.
next to it
yeah.
that's not the same ownership.
Right.
So that building is squeezed in the middle of two buildings. You can't raise that very easily.
But if that area is in need of redevelopment, they could start to condemn.
Yeah.
It's been talked about. There's a rendering of what they're gonna propose to put. Yeah.
It was
here in this board, right?
Well,
that wasn't specific for that building, supposedly.
Yeah, but it was a rendering of what it could look like.
A nine-story building, yes, that would fit.
Nine stories.
Yes, that would fit in with the facade.
Holy Christ!
That's what I heard too.
It's a joke.
That's what the rendering was.
Nine stories?
It was big.
Well, yeah.
That's outrageous. You can't build a building that big at Dover. The fire department used to limit all the stuff that we had to six stories.
I'm just telling you what I remember to the presentation.
No, I believe you. I believe you.
That has to do with the furniture building, which is going to be a nine-story building.
Yeah.
But that facade is
not
going to be nine stories.
You've got to get ladders there.
You can't put a ladder there.
The only
way you would do that is from up on Blackwell Street, hanging over.
Yeah,
the sprinklers. Yeah, that's going to be.
Well, if it's nine stories, it's going to be sprinkled anyway. So that's a whole other story.
Nope, the rendering was five stories.
Five stories. That's more like it. I don't remember.
Oh,
Harry
Lord.
Yeah.
No, this one. The high.
That's
line.
The high line.
No, the high line. Yeah.
And we talked about the gates and windows and all that
stuff.
With
something downstairs and then, gee, surprise, apartments on the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth floors.
That's the way to get them.
I'm sick to death of these apartments going up and over. Especially since I go past Giovanni's every day.
Huh.
And that thing, which is interesting, Paul, you know, it's built right up. If this was glass part, is the sidewalk, you know. And then that building is right here, up next to the sidewalk. Here's the curb, and here's the cars splashing water on you.
Yeah.
And then when they plow, when the state plows that Route 46, all that snow goes right up on this sidewalk. You can't walk down there anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you go, my knees are killing me. When you go up that building now, I think the first and the second floor is parking, Paul. Now you get to the third floor, which is wood frame construction.
Right.
It has about, it appears from the naked eye, not that my sight's that great, but it appears is there's an overhang.
Yeah.
How did they ever get the air rights, or whatever it may be, to have an overhang, even encumbering more? Because when that building is fully built, and you can see the elevator shafts are in now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're on Route 46, it's narrow there to begin with.
Yeah, narrow.
If you have two tractor trailers going this way and two big trucks coming this way, you better not deviate one inch there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very tight.
I think that's a travesty of not of this board, but of the board who approved that three years ago. I think it's a fright. But anyway, that's what's...
Went to engineering.
No, you're 100% right. There's a little skinny sidewalk there.
So how can you...
Suppose a car loses control.
That sidewalk is only as big as, but it's right here.
Yeah, right there.
It wouldn't have been a medical building.
He wouldn't sell it, and he has no tenants in there now, I don't think.
Would have been different, but...
That guy was a shyster.
Somebody got paid for that.
No. Okay, we have no more.
I have one more thing. I don't know if it's older than...
Okay, Keith.
And it's just that I was talking to Alex, and he said to me, well, there's things he's trying to get for the cemetery up Orchard Street. He said, our town, and I think that Linda was the one who brought this up, or maybe it was that ordinance that we just passed.
Eligible for grants.
Right. That you have to have your town, and there's only, according to Alex Ballpark, there's 12 towns in New Jersey that have all their ducks in a row with the ordinance, and I don't know which one of you had that ordinance, but so there was the ordinance and other factors, and now all your ducks, all the stars are aligned, and then that town, whoever they be, can go in and get...
Grants.
Money.
That's what we're doing.
Planning grants.
That's what he's doing.
That's exactly, we're in that.
Putting everything in line.
Pipeline grants.
Right.
Okay, well, that was all. If that's it, that's fine. But Alex said to me, I don't know anything about. I said, I'm telling you, we passed something. That's what he says to me the other day, Friday.
Please.
I said, we passed something. And
we
I'm
did.
Busy thinking about
he
one,
knows
one
that.
Track mind.
Maybe
the cemetery.
I thought it was something else.
Yeah.
Well, it just, when you go through all your things and you're looking for a piece of paper or something, you have a couple things that you're going to get more information on. If you see anything from that Catraco building on, it should be like 49 West Blackwell Street. That blue.
Oh, the blue.
I'm telling you, does
not. We did not approve it. I know that.
Okay, and that has recently been freshened up in the past few years. It seems even bluer and more...
Next to the Presbyterian Church driveway, mm-hmm. where the restaurant is.
They have a white...
Are you talking about the Quality Shop?
Yes.
Yeah, the old Quality Shop is now a...
Yes,
Herb Harwitz's is Quality Shop.
Yeah.
Now I know where it is.
Okay. They have a picket fence.
Oh.
The blue is brighter than it was, and... I just wanted to know if this board approved it. I wasn't.
And they still have that shitty siding on there that was put in.
Yeah, the metal shank is all dead.
It's it's horrible.
Yeah, but that's been there since like the 50s or 60s. So
late 50s or 60s.
Right,
yeah.
That's a stay put. I talked to the man who couldn't believe it was still up there, who had installed it. But it's that blue underneath where we have some say over it.
Well. I do know that when Tamara was here, she spoke to the owner about...
Mr. Levitt?
Getting it painted.
Who owns that?
Lee Levitt.
He owns a Quality Shop, too?
Yeah,
he's next door.
His office,
but
his office is
in the Goody Shop.
No.
Before it, right?
He's in the same... It's the same building.
No. In between the Baker and the Quality Shop, that's all one building. But there's two stores in it.
Presbyterian Church, driveway, Quality Shop.
Levitt's office.
Really? That's
he
not
said
the
he
same?
Has a nice glass front.
Yeah, he does.
His is lovely.
Looking at the code enforcement.
All right, well, do whatever. So whatever, let Linda go and blast them.
I like them, but the blue I don't like.
No, it should not be blue like that. You're
brown.
Exactly right.
Brown or something.
As I said, he did commit. Tamara told me this, that because I complained about it. And if you recall, when the nice gentleman from the Baker Theater came before us and he showed pictures of that,
I just saw that.
And he said, You tell me that fits within the historic district.
Yes. Used to be a big billboard sign on that side of that.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we can't resolve it tonight. Anything further? If not,
we're done.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.